And we are into now the ABZ Financial Report. ABZ, Albrecht, Vigiano, Zurich, and Company, in business 67 and a half years for good reason, answering all of your financial needs, located around the heart of the Hop Bog Industrial District, right on Suffolk Court, 434-9500, the great AVZ. Check it out, AVZ.com, AVZWM.com. Feels like I haven't seen her in over a month. Maybe it's true. Kitty Connor's turn.
Yes, thank you very much, Jay. Actually, it's been closer to 2 months.
Is it really?
It has. Wow. I missed my last slot.
Unbelievable. Got to get Connors in here more often.
Thank
great
you.
To have you here. Lots happening in and around the weekend. Boy, I tell you, the market's taking a huge hit. Gains among some of the tech companies really helped snapping is this losing streak, this three-day streak sort of for stocks. But all in all, the market ending with its worst weekly loss since March. And, you know, you look at what's happening around North Korea, the unrest. It's always unrest, right?
Always unrest.
Unrest around the globe causes these massive declines. Venezuela throw in the mix as well, but that's certainly a factor, right?
Sure, it's par for the course, though. I mean, certainly what we saw in North Korea last week, I would say, goes beyond your normal unrest, you know, and that may happen at any given time. So I'm sure that spooked the markets. We know it spooked the markets, but I think there's also there's a bit of I don't know what you would want to call it. It's almost waiting for that shoe to drop. The markets have just been up, up, up for the last, say, 18 months now. And everybody keeps saying correction, correction. So it's like we're all just waiting for what's going to be the cause. And North Korea so far is the biggest reason to see some kind of a correction.
Yeah. And, you know, when you think back just a couple of weeks ago, we saw since this Trump administration in play, a 20% increase. As far as the economy, we saw over 209,000 jobs added in July, a 4.3% as far as employment and everything else. We saw some very good numbers, but it shows you that the market can use a good psychologist at times.
Well, every day the market is a psychologist,
That's
I think.
That's what it is when you think about it, because you know you have the unrest. Calm down. It's fine. Everything's good. Reserve hasn't increased anything. You know what? Things are going okay. And then you have this stuff. That's what it is.
The day you think you can rationalize the market on a daily basis is the day you should stop trying to do that, because it just doesn't work.
Absolutely. So this little bit of a rebound came at the end of this turbulent week. And again, these escalating tensions around the globe certainly rattling the various markets. First 4 days of the week, Standard & Poor's 500, the index swung from marking its latest record high, opposing its biggest single-day drop in nearly 3 months. So S&P taking a bit of... nobody was immune to this. Really.
No, nobody's immune to it, and it's really just the regular nature of things. As I probably have quoted here before, in any given year, the S&P 500 goes down 14%.
Yeah.
That's not a big bad year. That's just the average decline in a given year, and we have not seen that in quite a while. So who knows what'll be the reason to get us to that correction.
Absolutely. And things were going great. We saw the Dow go over 22,000.
It did. Went over 22,000, pulled back. You know, we don't like to look at the Dow as much. The Dow, keep in mind, is only 30 stocks.
Yeah.
And especially in recent years, is very swayed by just a couple of participants. So it's not really the best measure of the broad market. However, it is certainly certainly a barometer and does seem to be the go-to for many people.
No question. So we'll see what happens this week. The president in town.
Yes.
Couple of days in the midst of his little 17 work day vacation. But in essence, it should be very interesting. And of course, all the events that happened over the weekend in Charlottesville will probably play a little bit into which direction we might go in by end of day Friday.
Could be, though. I feel like, I mean, as significant as that event and horrible as that event is, I don't know that how much that'll have an effect on the markets. However, it's certainly going to affect the psyche of the American public for sure.
No question about it. No question. A couple of little bits and pieces here. I took note here with the state looking in to help the households facing foreclosure. I was noticing that Albany now making its way in here with the governor with an announcement. State with about $7.5 million of this community restoration fund that has bought out the mortgages of some Long Island homes. Incredible as it sounds. And 195 others statewide in these neighborhoods hit hard by either the zombie or vacated houses. But, you know, it's all about trying to get everybody back on track here. So the governor kind of making a bit of a pitch here with a lot of money.
Absolutely. And also, you know, the housing market is just so central to everything in our lives, and nobody wants to live in a neighborhood of zombie homes and things of that nature. And even if you were stayed on track and were able to handle your bills and you're not having a housing crisis personally, nobody wants to be living down the street from four or five of those houses. So it really is not only helping the individual stay in homes, but potentially helping the greater good of the neighborhoods
We talk about a lot with the supervisors, especially in Brookhaven with Ed Romaine. Does a great job as far as gathering these homes up.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly devalues neighborhoods and everything else, and you know, you wonder if the banks have a big interest in this. It almost seems that they shy away from taking hold of some of these zombie situations.
Banks do not want to own more real estate. They want to be providing loans, taking deposits. They do not want to be in the real estate business. So I think that's one of the reasons why in New York it takes such a long time for the banks to take possession of the homes, besides that the rules we have in place.
Yeah.
Banks are not looking to own houses. They really don't want to be dealing with this. So I think that's contributing to maybe helping to support the government getting involved, because they really don't want these houses. They
no
don't
question.
Want them on their balance sheet.
They don't want any more headaches. No question. Let's go for a couple other little nuggets here. I was noticing Netflix. Netflix is becoming a powerhouse. All the movies and everything else they're doing now. And even snapping up Scandal, the show Grey's Anatomy. But it's a multi-year deal, and Netflix now will own the rights to any of these new shows that come about. Two powerhouse shows in Scandal and Grey's Anatomy. It kind of shows you where Netflix is going here. And the whole thing with Disney and everything else now shifting a bit towards that. Isn't that unbelievable?
So it was interesting. So starting out the week with Disney saying that they're pulling all of their movies off of Netflix because they're going to do their own streaming service. So then Netflix took a little bit of a dive. But then Netflix announced, yes, the exclusive rights to these shows, which is certainly spectacular. And I think it was perhaps just the week before that Netflix announced they were going to start a few of their own series. So really getting into production as well as distribution. So sometimes I sit back and think, are we looking at the next Amazon? I mean, they just seem to be growing and growing. But it's very interesting.
No end to that. So some great things happening out of there. Also took note of this German chain Aldi. Have you heard about Aldi here, Katie? It's coming for this massive industry we have here in the grocery industry, $800 billion or so that it's worth. But they announced a new delivery pilot with Instacart. We read about Instacart a couple of weeks ago. This time in Atlanta, Dallas, and L.A., customers will be able to receive their groceries all within an hour. And helping this discount grocer take on chains like Whole Foods, which has been a dominating force, which began delivering through the same-day grocery service last year. So they'll get a bit of a leg up against Lidl, its biggest European rival. Both have made a push to expand their presence here in the United States. But I found that to be interesting, as the Aldi now is aiming to reach some 2,500 stores here in the States, and that by year 22. So we read about Instacart, and this is the newest thing now.
It's all about delivering
the groceries.
I know we have, is it in Bayshore, I think, that we've got an Aldi? Yeah. I haven't been in there, but I do see them popping up. I do a bit of traveling for business, and I have now noticed them now when I go into different areas that it used to be something I saw once, and now I'm seeing more and more of. So it looks like we have another player in that whole grocery world.
Big-time player there. So we'll see how that certainly transpires in the next couple of years. Also made note of Bitcoin climbing into another record over the weekend. They topped $4,000. Doesn't appear to be slowing down at all, Katie Connors. Just last week, Bitcoin surpassing $3,500, and that was the first time they tripled its value for the year. And this new record comes as some of these other crypto-type currencies, like Ethereum, were down over the past couple of days, indicating investors have begun making these, I guess, choices between the competing systems there. So Bitcoin really making a play here.
Yeah, Bitcoin certainly seems to be the dominant player in that, I guess we'd call it alternative currency. I'm not really sure exactly how you would characterize it. Personally, I really don't know what to make of that. It's very strange. I don't know what kind of effect it can potentially have on the dollar and other currencies. It's still somewhat in the shadows almost. So it's peculiar, but it's becoming more and more common, I guess, and more common to hear about it out in the mainstream. So I guess we'll see where that goes.
I tell you, I need to learn more about it myself, but they have certainly been up there as far as making a name for themselves. A couple other little news and notes. I know Uber, they have been in the news with a very controversial CEO and everything else. Well, they're considering now some proposals, I guess some investment firms to buy shares from some of their existing shareholders. I know, according to the Times, I read a piece in the Times that it's not because it's looking for new money, although some of these proposals could actually help guarantee some of these existing investors a bit of a profit here, a hefty profit, given the company's uncertain future. One, though, could result in the ouster of Benchmark, which was asked Friday to step down the company's board after months of this worsening relationship with Uber. I mean, how tense could this be at this point?
Yeah, I can't say that I really want to work for Uber these days. I mean, the shakeups or potential shakeups we're seeing with the board really have to do more with corporate governance and I think how the company is run from a from an HR and an employee perspective as opposed to anything about profits. You know, they seem to be managing the company well in terms of finances. The model is, you know, probably number one in its area, but just doesn't sound like they were really doing the most appropriate things inside the company. And I think that there is definitely some opportunity to try to straighten that ship.
No question about it. And of course, you know, Uber and Lyft and ride sharing, that has certainly come into play, especially in the state of New York.
Hey, finally, right? We finally got a mirror on Long Island. Absolutely.
There. And how about the parent company, Katie, of Applebee's and IHOP, planning to close up 160 of both chains here in the States? Applebee's will lose anywhere from 105 to 135 locations. And IHOP, they could lose another 25 or so. Another sign of difficult prospects for the casual dining sector right now, as far as in the face of some stiff competition from more health-conscious rivals. And that's what it's about right now, right?
It is. It is. But it's interesting. We happen to have an Applebee's near the office, so we go there a fair bit of time. And they do seem to have been pretty aggressive with their healthier options. But like you said, there really is, I think, a stronger push to true healthy options, not just a restaurant that throws a few things on the menus. So we'll see. But it does seem that people more and more go out. So it's, I am also surprised to see that a restaurant will be closing that many locations because I don't know if I've used my kitchen all summer. So my kids won't be happy to know that their Applebee's or indoor IHOP will be going away.
Listen, give me a good old greasy burger with the grilled onions and the lettuce, tomato, and everything else you want to put on.
Not every day, though, Jay.
No, not every day. Not every day. So as we kind of get into this, and I think it's an important week here, what do you look at this week as far as trends? What is Katie Connors going to be looking at to kind of maybe offset a little bit of what we saw last week and a lot of unrest? We mentioned that. What are you looking at as far as this current week?
Well, as always, it's a pretty big week in terms of what's coming out. We still got some earnings on the retail front. So retail's been hard hit, as you know, this year. So it'll be interesting to see where those numbers come out. I believe we've got some home numbers coming out this week, so that'll be interesting to see. The Fed minutes come out on Wednesday. Not that we're looking at any kind of interest rate increases, but just to hear what they're thinking inside their meetings.
Yeah.
And then all eyes are on North Korea, and certainly, you know, what kind of noise we're going to hear from either President Trump or Kim Jong-un over there to see if that's going to quiet down or is that going to continue.
She's been quelled a little bit. You know, you have China now, basically, and listen, China holds an enormous, you know, strengthhold as far as what happens in North Korea, as far as economic sanctions and everything else. I mean, listen, North Korea fears China as far as how they go about their business. But China seems to be, you know, in a place where they really don't want to be as volatile as what the president is saying as far as words here. That's an interesting dynamic as far as this whole thing.
It is, and I do think North Korea has been shrugging off China's influence a bit. North Korea definitely seems to be a little bit more chatty about their intentions and what they think they can do. I think we all hope that things just settle down a bit, but those we just don't know.
No, we don't, especially with what goes on in Venezuela as well.
And then we have Venezuela, which has been obviously a mess for a while, and then President Trump came out saying that, well, military force is not off the table, which was not at all well received by Venezuela and a number of other South American countries. So I'm hoping for a quieter week in those types of things.
Hopefully. You know, you mentioned housing. We'll end on this. You know, consumer prices in the metro area, I think, were a bit higher last month than a year ago. I think it was 1.6%. So the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting, I guess the price index, consumer price index for the region, the 31-county region, that includes the island, climbed on the higher cost of housing and food in July compared with July last year. Interesting little footnote there. The smallest increase, by the way, since December when the index rose more than 2%, that from a year earlier. What do you think of the whole housing situation in general? Are we going to see any massive changes as far as that whole outlook?
I don't know if I'd say massive changes. I know I don't believe that prices are back up to where we were before we saw the big housing fall, but I did also, I think, read last week it was that, you know, right now on Long Island, there are less houses for sale that have been in years. And a lot of our baby boomers, the aging baby boomers who had been kind of downsizing and moving into condos, apartments, et cetera, that seems to have slowed, so that there really is more of a shortage on those starter homes. So if that truly remains to be the case, then we could see a spike in prices. So we'll have to see how that plays
out. Interesting how that will go, no question about it. But some economists actually say July's price index, further proof inflation remaining in check, and probably right, correct?
I would say so. I think so. I mean, I think the only places what we've really seen crazy increases in terms of inflation would be healthcare. I mean, energy certainly remain low. Food prices seem to be pretty much under control. And again, housing hasn't jumped up too much. But if we do see the shortage, who knows where that'll take us?
No question about it. And of course, do you expect to hear anything as far as the Federal Reserve between now and the end of the year? They've kind of remained in check. There was some reports, maybe a bit of an increase as far as the rate. Not the case. Do you see any major changes in the next 4 months or so?
Well, I don't know that I see changes in the interest rates. I mean, we certainly might have another quarter point bump, and I don't think that would be of any great significance. But the Fed has said they are going to start unwinding that balance sheet from all the bonds that they've been buying the last several years. And that certainly can have a significant impact. That might have a lot more effect on the markets than these small increases in interest rates. So I wouldn't say it's something we're worried about, but it's certainly something we're keeping an eye on.
Keeping an eye on that, keeping an eye on gas prices myself. I noticed a little bit of a fluctuation then on the decline, a little bit of a rise, not major.
Not
You're
much.
Still hovering at around 240 or so. Listen, Long Island residents will take that, right?
Absolutely, and I think it's been a boon to the summer travel season because it hasn't cost you nearly as much as it has in past years to go out and do things.
It's been a great summer so far. Hope it continues for you.
You too. Thank you.
The great Katie Connors.
Great to see you, Jay.
Absolutely. Always good seeing you. AVZ, ladies and gentlemen. AVZ, your financial partner for so many things. Wealth management, you name it. They are the company of choice. 434-9500, 631. 434-9500. Check it all out online at avz.com, avzwm.com. In business 67 and a half years, and for good reason. Great to see you. We'll see you next time in the rotation.